Well, of course, in Soviet Union, the women had the possibility to get the higher education, etc., etc. But however, they all had to do all the domestic chores. So, and because there was nothing in shops, there was very difficult to put the food on table. There was very difficult to clean whatever. So those educated women had to spend hours queuing, then trying to cook something from that rubbish they managed to get, because it takes much more invention and time to make something. Wash clothes without having washing machines or anything like that. So they had to spend so much energy and time on doing these domestic jobs that it was a total waste. They actually could not succeed otherwise because they just didn't have the time, because they had to do the domestic jobs. Because men would hardly, there was very, very few men at that time who would do. It was so primitive. And also it was, when you've spent so much energy on doing all this domestic stuff, it's just, you felt, you know, it just killed people in sort of like, you couldn't have the energy to think after that. And the fact that the kind of domestic everyday aspects of life were never improved in Soviet Union is a prime example of how the country was ruled by men.
They don't care for these things, you know. Yes, it was strongly men society. If you saw how was all this ordinary life built up? It was just from men's viewpoint.
Well, more effective way of putting the women on a place than, you know, when you're trying to do it an ideological way. Because that, you know, you just made them physically impossible to do anything else.
Which was as I understand it, was also part of the tactic of the whole system, which was to keep people so preoccupied with subsistence that there would be no time outside of waiting in line to revolt or think otherwise.
So, the conclusion. I think that we made the very right conclusions.
Would you say this is, I go out on a limb now, but...
And I hope that we try to understand you better way, what world it was. And if we go back to this orange story, what you mean after shock, what you got in this queue, and all these frustrations, I think that you agree with me that after this shock, it was just impossible work productively in other part of day, of course.